at our meeting yesterday, we were editing the brochure for the 2004 India Odyssey Inner Search. 18 days in Malaysia and India. There's a beautiful quote from Gurudeva that really struck me yesterday, so I thought I'd share it. It's on the left of the inside panel. Most people live in duality, life after life, bound in the forces of desire and the fulfillment of it. Occasionally, a more mature soul breaks away, at least for a short time, from this cycle of desire, fulfillment, pleasure, loss, pain, suffering, and joy, and asks questions such as, who is God? Where is God? How can I come to know God? So we were looking recently at happiness, the idea of happiness, and that the normal definition of happiness from Webster is the idea that when we fulfill a desire, or even the anticipation of fulfilling a desire, that's what causes ordinary happiness. So happiness comes from fulfilled desire, which this cycle is pointing out, eventually leads to loss, pain, and suffering when the fulfillment of the desire loses its magic to please us. So, in family life, in grahastha life, being surrounded by family and friends is very important. It's a natural state to live in. Being surrounded by family and friends, this is good. It helps us live a happy dharmic life. However, the problem comes in if we're relying on our family and friends to make us happy. The spouse is who should make us happy. I'm an unhappy person, but I'm counting on my husband to make me happy. That's why I'm getting married. I'm unhappy. I'm terribly unhappy. My husband's a happy person. I'm counting on him to make me happy. False concept. But we don't want to count on our happiness coming from our family and friends. Their being there is important, part of our life. But we want to count on our happiness coming from ourselves. And then that happiness, we share it with our family and friends. But we should never look at it that I'm unhappy by myself. Somehow, if I get married, if I have children, or if I have lots of friends, I'll be happy. Because it doesn't work that way. It rubs, you know, it wears away in the same cycle of fulfillment of desire. We get with new people, we get married. If we're an unhappy person, we may be happy for a while, but eventually we'll go back to our innate state of unhappiness because that's our mental habit. That's the habit we're in. That's the way our mind operates, is it dwells in unhappiness. So that habit doesn't go away just because we associate with new people. And as we pointed out last time, of course, it doesn't go away by getting new possessions. That lasts for a short time, a shorter time even yet. New computer, a new car, redecorate the home. It's good for a few months, maybe a year for the home. But eventually it wears off. So we need to claim the happiness, as we talked about before, that's inside of us. Happiness is part of our inner self. And we need to learn how to experience that part of us that is happy. The inner self is always happy. So one way or another, we need to do that. There's a couple of ways. We were looking at the monistic way or the meditative way last time. We turn within in meditation, go deep enough. The phrase Gurudeva was using is going into the lotus of the heart, experiencing our inner self, our inner light, our spiritual energy, and that makes us happy. Wonderful way. There's also the theistic way. We can come to the temple, open ourselves to the blessings of the deities, come in an unhappy state, receive the blessings, and go away uplifted and happy. Why? Because we've gotten into our inner self through external worship. We've gotten to the same place. It's not a different happiness. It's not that the worship of the deities leads to one kind of happiness and meditation leads to another. No, it's two different ways to get our awareness internalized, get our awareness into our spiritual being. Gurudeva also gives us a third way, which is service. He says, if you want to attain happiness, make others happy. That's a very wonderful statement. Because quite often we're unhappy because we're overly self-centered. We're in a selfish state of mind. Just concerned about us. Life and us. Life isn't treating us fairly. So we're unhappy. We're self-centered. We're overly self-centered. To do something for other people, try and make them happy, actually make them happy, makes us happy in return. It's such a simple principle, but so effective. And I remember that story in the book. I'll have to write it up so I can quote it in a talk more accurately. But in the Positive Discipline book about the psychologist and the patient, was suffering from depression, and the psychologist said, I have a sure cure for depression if you follow it. And it was to go out and help other people, make other people happy. And of course, the person wouldn't do it. He wanted to be depressed. But that was the solution the psychiatrist gave. Go out and make other people happy and you'll be happy. So three different ways to experience the same state: service, devotion, and meditation. All of them taking us deeply enough into ourselves to experience our inner happiness, which is what we want to be able to do so we can share it with family and friends and make them happy too. Not count on them to make us happy, which can be a burden. So the nice thing about this quote is it shows the whole cycle. That's why I read it. Desire, fulfillment, pleasure, loss, pain, suffering. That's the cycle of seeking happiness in outer things, be it people or possessions. Eventually it wears off. Then we have to start over again. One of the concepts of desire, that of course isn't our concept, meaning Gurudeva didn't teach it, is, well, the way you get out of this cycle, desire, fulfillment, pleasure, loss, pain, and suffering, is to get rid of the desire. I mean, desire is what's causing the whole problem, right? It's the desire which we want to fulfill, and we get something to fulfill it, and eventually that makes us unhappy, and we start all over again with a new desire. So if we can get rid of the desire, it solves the whole problem. So there are philosophies like that. But Gurudeva says, desire is life. The reason we desire things is because we're alive. Desire is energy expressing itself. So the only theoretical way you could get rid of desire would be to get rid of life, because the two are synonymous, desire and life. So even if the physical body is passed on, even if we don't have a physical body, we're still alive. So thinking about it, according to Gurudeva's teachings, we realize, you know, that's not a solution. We're always alive. So we're always desiring. So it's not really a solution to this problem of the cycle of desire and fulfillment to try and get rid of desire. Gurudeva suggests changing what we desire. That's how we solve the problem. Transmuting our energy, desiring something more refined. Instead of desiring just to make ourselves happy, we desire to make all our family and friends happy too. That's a higher desire. Going to school, for example, is a way of channeling energy. First we memorize, getting the energies out of the chakras below the Muladhara into the Muladhara chakra. Memory is the first thing we do in school. That's a way of channeling desire, raising our energy. Then we reason. We learn how to think. And then we learn how to push things through and accomplish them. So we're pulling up the energy into memory, reason, and will just in the normal process of schooling. That's what it does. It's very important. Schooling is very important because it helps the energies come up and be controlled and avoid the lower desires. So the practice of cultural practices such as singing, dancing, very useful in refining desire. Helps raise the energy even further than just the basic studying in school. We go into culture in our shaktis, the fourth shakti. Yet the cultural refinements help us raise the energy to higher levels and therefore channel desire. So in our approach, we don't get rid of the desire, we transmute it. We desire something more refined and more refined and more refined, and in that way avoid this base problem of desire leading to ultimate sorrow.